grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated. Beloved, from the lesson just read, I tell a story. A certain scientific study of babies discovered that people actually need to be touched, hugged, and loved. In that study, babies who were not picked up and held close became withdrawn or died. They did not experience the love that gives life. From another study was a discovery that people who give and receive many hugs enjoyed life as they experience happier and healthier life. People who express their love for others in this way tend to lead happier and healthier lives. And they handle problems more positively than people who do not. Family members who openly show affection are closer to one another, and they are sensitive to one another's need. That's why I want us this morning to share with me love manifested as choice in action. Everyone believes that love is important. And this is exactly what we have found in verses 7, 8, and 9 of the passage just read this morning. Love is the highest virtue. It is not a feeling. It is the fulfillment of the law. In one word, according to the Apostle Paul, for the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. God, in reality, is love. And because God is love, love explains itself. And it explains why God created. He created us because he loves us. Love also explains why God cares. God cares for us because he wants us sinful sinners, sinful beings, to realize that he has not thrown us away, but he has picked us, held us unto himself, hugged us, and wants us to experience the warmth of forgiveness that he shows to us each day in Christ Jesus. It is true that love explains why we are free to choose. We are free to choose because God wants us, loving people, to respond to his love. And this is the relationship that we are to show one to another. He wants us to show the relationship we have with him, with others. And this is to be manifested as we choose, because he has given us the grace to choose to love. Love explains why Christ died. His love for us caused him to suffer and to offer solution to the problem of sin. Love further explains why we receive eternal life, because love expresses itself forever. God is not only earning us life here temporarily, but he earns us life everlastingly, eternally. Life in heaven. Life full of bliss and joy. And because of this, he wants us to experience the reality of love. As we look at the reality of love, we see that love is neither called forth by anything that someone deserves, nor deterred by what is undeserving and ungrateful. Again, the Apostle Paul says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable, and it keeps no record of when it has been wronged. It is never glad about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. When the truth wins out, love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Love endures through every circumstance. Our neighbor is the noblest creature. And in this symposia, we have seen that the relationship we have with God is the relationship that would affect how we relate one to another and one with another. And so, because our neighbor is the noblest creature who needs your help, love is important. Even our sister churches, mission partners, yes, and even those who are supposed to be our sister churches here in the West, they need our help. They need our help. Those who indulge in homosexual practices, they need our help. And that help is the love we show them as we reach them with the true gospel of salvation. This can only be manifested because Christ has come to show us the real love that God has for us. While we were still sinners, he died for us. Your neighbor is not a devil, not a lion, not a stone. He is naturally suited for a civilized and social existence. God is the source of our life. Yes, Christ is our epiphany. God's epiphany is of love to us. God loved us enough to sacrifice his one and only Son for us. Everything Jesus did in life and death was supremely loving. And the Holy Spirit gives us the power to love. He lives in our hearts, and he makes us more and more like Christ. And because we are like Christ, we are there to transfer the solution that Jesus Christ has provided for sin to other people. What are our choices and our actions? It is the devil's amazing craft that he is able not only to remove our neighbor from our mind, but even to persuade our heart to the exactly opposite opinion. Our heart regards the neighbor as worthy, not of love, but of the bitterest hatred. The devil accomplishes this very easily when he suggests to us to look at that our neighbor. Look at him as a person, as a man, as a woman, as a child, even as a church body that is full of fault, having one fault or the other. Looking at someone as one who has cheated us. Looking at someone as one who has caused us damage. When the worthiest object of love becomes vile, my neighbor no longer seems to be someone who should be loved, but an enemy deserving bitter hatred. And with this, we are transformed from lovers into haters. God forbid. Dearly beloved, God loves us, and his love is manifested as choice and action in more than touching and hugging. This love is more powerful than any earthly love. He showed his love by sending his son Jesus to die for us. His hug came in the form of his son Jesus, who gives life. Think about this when you hug someone. Think about how good it feels to be hugged and loved by family and friends. Remember, too, how much it hurts to be unloved and rejected. And because of this, let us look for ways to spread love to others. May I request that we all rise at this time. Turn around. Look at somebody. Can you give a hug? Give a hug to somebody. Give a hug to somebody. Tell that person you love him. I love you. Tell that person you love him in Christ. As you say that, thank God for his special love gift to us in Christ Jesus. Gracious Lord, our Father in heaven, thank you for your love gift in Christ, and help us to spread love one to another as we continue to relate with you and by the power of your forgiveness. Thank you now and forevermore. Amen.